Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of October 17th, 2011, covering innovation. The current issue highlights the ICIS Innovation Awards, which praises the year's best products and processes. The ICIS Innovation Award winners for 2011 came from a high-quality list that gave the judges plenty to debate. But Japan's Teijin Group has triumphed in this year's ICIS Innovation Awards, emerging as overall winner as well as winning Best Product Innovation. Teijin's mass production technologies for carbon fiber reinforced plastics for use in automotive construction captured the admiration of all the judges. Teijin's use of thermoplastic resins instead of the more conventional thermosetting resins used in carbon fiber reinforced plastics has enabled it to cut production cycle times to less than 1 minute and allowed it to weld components together and bond them to other materials such as steel. To find out the other big winners in the ICIS Innovation Awards, you'll have to pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. But our innovation section has many articles looking at trends, partnerships, and sustainable opportunities, so pick up a copy today. The rest of the issue has many columns and features, including an interview with BASF's Chief of Plastics, a look at Shell restarting its Singapore facility after a major fire there, global naphtha is hit by disappointing demand, and China considers a new wave of liquefied petroleum gas-based petrochemicals. Then I contributed a column looking at polycarbonate. Although global demand is weak for polycarbonate and has resulted in prices being driven down in most regions, growth in Asia is projected to be strong, and several companies are increasing polycarbonate capacity. In the future, more innovation in polycarbonate applications will come from Asia-Pacific, said Michael Koenig, head of the Polycarbonate Business Unit of Bayer Material Science. He said, "This is why we are investing heavily in Asia, not just in production assets, but into innovation and an expansion of our research center." Then another column examines the climbing prices of caustic soda. The U.S. and European caustic soda markets are seeing upward price pressure because sluggish global chlorine demand, which drives chloralkali operating rates, has restricted the supply of co-product caustic soda for several months. Continuing U.S. chloralkali operating rates at less than 90% levels has been limiting caustic soda supply, therefore supporting higher prices for the product. For all this and more on the global petrochemicals market, pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Thanks for listening and have a great night.